Now, I'm on the line with Justine Smith. Hey, Justine, how are you?
Hey, babes. I'm great, thank you. Sorry if it's echoey in here. I'm in the bathroom. Long story.
It seems like a long story. I heard you would be backstage, which is very exciting.
I'm backstage at Huge Claudelands Arena, and I'm actually with most of the cast from this Turning Fork gig. I'm here with Josh Thompson and Hayley Sproul. I'm here. The only one missing is lovely Chris Parker.
Oh, that is so exciting. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. So the gang is already together.
Mate, the gig's always together, and I'll tell you what, just secretly, a huge reason I said yes to this gig is the great cause and also the lineup. I mean, this is a stellar lineup, and we're all going, who's headlining? Because everyone can headline, that's what's so good about it.
It's so good. You'll all be backstage just pushing each other forwards, like, no, you go first.
Yeah, we will be. It'll be like a rock, paper, scissors scenario.
I love it. So you're joining Chris Parker, Josh Thompson and Hayley Sproul for a night of comedy that's raising money for a great cause. Music helps.
Absolutely. And I mean, we've got to all be in this together, you know, the comedians, the musicians, the actors, the artists. It's been tough times for all of us. And so we're really happy to do this co-popper and share the love between people. It's really important in this kind of crazy old times we find ourselves in.
It certainly is crazy times. I mean, money's not on the free-flowing side, is it?
Not anymore. It's always, but you don't choose to be a comedian.
No.
Thinking it's going to be a life of riches and luxury. But it has been a tough couple of years. But you know what? The thing that survives everything is music and comedy and performance, because no matter what's happening, people need it, you know. So it's been actually a really rewarding time to be a comedian, to be fair.
100%. I mean, it's the true ones that kind of survive the rougher times, isn't it?
Well, you've got to be tenacious. That's what I say to everyone. Like, I've been in comedy now for nearly 30 years, you know, and people go, oh, how do you stay? And I go, I don't know, mate. You just don't leave. You just stick at it, you know. And then suddenly you're an old auntie in the industry, which I find myself now, which is so weird. But, yeah, this gig is going to be so amazing. And the Turning Fork is such an iconic gig place to gig, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's got some great artists coming through it, but it's also got some great kind of performances, like from comedians.
It's just this cute little indie rock venue in the middle of town. It's just bonkers, and it's just this really long, weird, skinny room that shouldn't really work for performance, but it just somehow really does. I've seen heaps of cool bands there, and so it's fun to just kind of take the stage and go, my turn now.
It's my turn, and I'm going to tell you some jokes.
I'm going to tell you some stuff about myself.
So the gig's on the 14th of December. You've already sold out the first one.
I know, and we've got a second one. What fun. We get to hang out all night. I can't believe it. It's going to be great. I hope the second one sells. Like, it's such a good cause, and we just want people to come along and raise money and just have a good time.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I took part in a Music Helps fundraiser earlier this year that was a soccer tournament.
Right.
So that was like, and that was kind of, oh, I'll just see how I go. Turns out I'm really competitive.
Oh, yeah, it's funny, eh, when something takes over. and you go, okay, and then you get a bit violent, and then you get kicked off the team. Oh, hang on a minute, I'm just talking about myself at high school.
I mean, maybe it'll get competitive on the night between of you.
Nah, there's no competitiveness between the four of us, mate. We're just all, you know, that's what's so awesome about comedy is we just all legit have each other's backs, and, you know, like, we just want everyone to do well because it makes a good show, you know?
Yeah, I think we're super lucky in New Zealand. We have such a really good, strong community of comedians. Do you feel that, being a part of it?
I totally feel that. And so often people say to me, oh, so what's it really like backstage?
Yeah.
I'm like, mate, it is so much fun. Like, I'm on the 7 days tour now. I'm exhausted, and we haven't even done the show yet, but I've just been laughing so much backstage with my mates. Honestly, sometimes I have to reapply my makeup two or three times because I just cry laugh. I mean, it's great. We're really supportive, you know. Comedy is a tough thing to do, and so, you know, people really care for each other and big up each other, and you need it, you know.
Oh, 100%. And I think what better way to kind of band together and raise money for a great cause.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, live performance is one of those few times when people haven't got their phones out, they're all united, they're sitting in the dark, they're all laughing at the same thing. And I think that, you know, it's old school and people need a bit of kind of bonding, you know, and it's fun that we get to do that for a job.
100%. I think especially after like the couple of years that we've been through prior, you know, we've been so alone and kind of, you know, laughing at our own things.
I mean, honestly, the world's a dumpster fire. You have to laugh or you're just absolutely lie down and never get up again.
I could not have put it better myself.
Yeah, I just have to carry on being cheerful because it's like, oh man, I don't know what's going on out there.
Oh, if you like open your eyes a little too wide, it's like, oh, make it stop.
Yeah, just squint. I'm just going to wear the sunnies the whole time.
Sunnies and squint?
Take notice.
I reckon. So everyone should head along, don't you think?
Yes, please. I do. This is a real chance to see, like, four comics who were all headliners, all at the top of our game, if I say so myself. You know, it's not an open mic night. These are four people who know what we're doing. You know, it's just going to be, I can't wait to MC it. It's just going to be so joyful. And, yeah, it's just, I highly recommend. A, it's a good thing to support. B, it's in the middle of the city. C, it's time to have some boozy Christmas drinks and come out and see some comedy.
100%. It's party time. It's time to laugh.
It is. Merry Christmas.
Hey, thank you so much, Justine, for joining me.
Pleasure, sweet. Have no problem.
Oh, always. And, yeah, just head along to the gig, I reckon.
Get to the gig.
Get to it.
Or I'll find you.
Yeah, we'll find you. Me and Justine, we're going to form a super team, and we're going to find you.
That's right. Me and my team of highly trained specialists.
Alrighty. Well, you have a great night touring there, and we'll come along and see you at the Tuning Fork.
Thanks, honey. Lovely to talk to you.
All right. See ya.
Bye.